Now let's go to the Taiwhenua and the rural news with Sally Murphy, who's in with us this morning from Ōtautahi. Kia ora.
Morena.
Now, saliva testing being rolled out for hundreds of horticultural staff in Pukekohe.
Yeah, with the major vegetable growing area in Tamaki Makaurau being close to the Waikato boundary, many workers are having to take part in the government's regular COVID testing scheme. As of last week, it became mandatory for essential workers crossing the Auckland border to get a test every 7 days. Kylie Faulkner from Sutherland Produce on the Bombay Hills is president of the Pukekohe Vegetable Growers Association. She says the saliva testing can be done at work, which is a big relief for growers as it reduces the risk to staff who are having to travel elsewhere for testing, and it also saves time.
As an employee, you can pick up the kits, you can get the saliva sample off your staff and then drop it back to the drop-off centre at Bombay, and then that goes away for testing. So it's a lot quicker turnaround, it's less invasive, and a lot easier for us within our businesses, because it doesn't mean that our staff are going to have time off away from work to actually get the test done.
Kylie Faulkner says Level 4 has been a challenge, with staff having to keep small bubbles and follow other precautions. She says if staff are away or sick, they can't simply shift someone else from another bubble to fill the gap, so that's having an impact on vegetable production. Ms Faulkner says growers are working hard to keep staff safe and are being mindful of their mental health.
We've just got to go with this process and do what we can do, and the things that we can do is obviously do the testing at the border where required, but also try and get as many of our staff vaccinated as possible. We are working at the moment. We would love to be able to just get maybe one of those vaccination buses or something like that to come out to the area and just pick up on those employees that maybe haven't had the chance to make a booking or a little bit unsure. If we can just get some of those buses to come out and go around the businesses, that would be awesome.
Kylie Faulkner says they're talking with officials about getting a vaccination bus to the area.
We're going to be talking about that shortly with Opito William Seal on the other side of the headlines this morning, those buses. Also, on the topic of wellbeing, plans for a new campaign targeting farmers.
Yeah, a rural mental health advocate's message for farmers to lean on a gate and talk to a mate is growing traction online, with plans for a nationwide campaign. Craig Wiggins, a farmer near Ashburton who raises awareness around rural mental health, put the call out on a Facebook video last month after a friend of his took their own life. He says the video does seem to have struck a chord, gaining nearly 50,000 views.
I thought, how can we just get things done a little bit better for our farmers that are out there feeling a little bit isolated, and in fact isolating themselves more? And I remember that one of the best things we used to do was actually to go and lean on a gate at the sale yards and talk to a mate or stay connected. And so simple phrase, lean on a gate, talk to a mate, and actually connect with somebody you haven't talked to for a while.
Mr Wiggins says lockdowns have left farmers even more isolated than they're used to.
And our communities are kind of suffering a little bit, especially that Friday night beer with the boys sort of thing, and people not really engaging at sports events and stuff like that anymore as much as they used to. So it's a matter of rebuilding those communities and getting that wellness back in the community spirit.
Craig Wiggins says the message has really taken off, so he's working to get funding to create a nationwide marketing campaign for farmers to lean on a gate and talk to a mate. Simple but important message.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. Sally Murphy there with the rural news this morning.